Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Fil Nochash, Koruch al Akevoi Loi Yafsik. Talking about that when a person davens Shemin Esrei, he should daven with great intensity, with Koyved Roish, to the point that the Mishnah said that even if a Melech Shoel Bishlomo Lo Yeshivenu, remember we said yesterday that's Malchi Yisrael and not Malchi Akum, and we brought a fascinating story about a Chosid Echot. And then we finished off at a Nochash Koruch al Akeva Leyafsik, even though there's a snake who seems to be wrapping himself around that person's heel. Don't stop davening, continue davening Shemin Esrei. Says Yimah Omer Avsheishis Leishona, this is only talking about a Nochash, about a snake. Aval Akrav, if you're talking about a scorpion poisik, then you should stop Shemin Esrei. What's the difference between a snake and a scorpion, other than that they are spelled differently? If you look at the top Rashi explains, because the Akrav, it says Mesukan on the side, it says Muchan Lakoitz Yoiser Mishenochash Muchan Lishaych. So we're not saying that the Akrav is more dangerous than a Nochash. We're just saying that the Akrav, the scorpion, is more ready. It's ready, willing, and able to go and do its thing more quickly than the Nochash is ready to go and bite. In other words, if you don't agitate the Nochash, there's a good chance it's just going to just run around and go up your leg, go down your leg, but it's not going to do anything. Well, the Akrav is not so... such a pleasant guy, he's not so patient, not so nice, and he might in fact go and sting you or bite you or do whatever scorpions do. So therefore, scorpion poison. But the mice we still got in Nochash, you're not poison. It's very more mice way. Not for the Guvarois. Chas Hashem, a person falls into a lion's den. Ein me'idin olav shemes. You cannot afterwards go and say, be made for an aguna, that she can go and remarry, because although obviously, when a person falls into a lion's den, it's not such a safe situation. But you never, ever know. Because it could be that the lions just ate a full meal, and they're not hungry. And therefore, they see this person standing there inside the lion's den. They'll say, okay, I'll have him for lunch, I'll have him for supper. At the moment, I happen to be full. So therefore, you give him...
the doubt yesterday. You shouldn't overeat.
Shouldn't overeat, oh, very good. Beautiful. Nofala chafira. What happens if the person didn't fall into a lion's den, but he fell into a chafira, meaning into, let's say, a bar, into a pit, malei in the choshev akravim, full of snakes and scorpions, or snakes or scorpions, me'ina lov shemes, then you can be made that the person is dead. How can you? Let's assume that they're only nechoshim and no akravim. Didn't we say earlier, Rashi says, oizeh, oizeh, so nechoshim or akravim, didn't we say that nechoshim in our Mishnah lo yafsik, because they're not muchan lishoich? So maybe he'll go into the snake's bar and he'll leave it. How can you be made of shemes? Says Yimor Shani Hosam the Agav Itzitza Maski. It's one thing if you happen to be standing in your place and the snake is coming into your place, into your space. Then very, very possibly the Nochash is not going to do anything. He's going to twirl around a couple of times and then he's going to go home. However, if you're going into its space, after all, that's their living quarters down there in the bar, and you come down and all of a sudden they have to go and crowd around. They used to have a three-room apartment. Now they're down to two rooms because you're taking up so much of their space. Agav Itzitza means because of the pressure, because of the room that you are now occupying. So Maski, then very possibly they'll say, huh, I see this foreign Martian coming out of outer space there on top of the earth, and he comes down inside here, and they feel threatened, and then they might very well attack.
Yosef escaped.
I'm sorry?
Yosef escaped.
Yosef escaped. Oh, that was miraculous. Omer Yitzchak, Rosh Shvarim Poisik. If you see a whole bunch of Shvarim coming your direction, while it's in the middle of davening Shemin Esrei,
Macha Pleita,
run for the hills. Don't stick around, because Shvarim can be very, very dangerous. Detoni Rav Oishia, Marchikin Mishor Tam, Chamishim Amos. If you just see a normal, regular bull, stay away 50 Amos. Mishor Amud, and Kimloy Einav, as far as your vision can see. However, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, not all Shvarim are the same, and not all times are the same. If you see a Shvarim's head is inside a basket and he's eating, it's eating. So what you should do is immediately run up to the roof, and throw down or take up the ladder together with you. Meaning, don't allow for the Shvarim to go and follow you up the ladder. Most shvarim wouldn't walk up a ladder anyway, but you get the idea, macha pleita, run away. Now what's the reason why? Because when this shor is eating in its basket, it's filling itself up, and v'rom levavecha becomes all satiated, and as Brother Shai was pointing out in yesterday's Gemara, when an animal, just like a habdal human being, becomes well fed, all of a sudden v'rom levavecha, and it starts becoming very arrogant, very pompous, and it likes to start up with people. But says Gemara, Amar Shmuel, hanimili b'shor shochar ubiyom nisan. This is particularly about black bull during yom nisan. Nisha satan merakeloi ben kardav, because the satan is dancing between his kanai and between his horns. That's of course an expression. But what's the inyan of this yom nisan? It explains Rashi that the shor throughout the winter sees that there's very little to eat. Ever since autumn, since fall, all of the foliage has dried up, all of the leaves have fallen off the trees, and there's barely anything to eat. Yom Nisan, all of a sudden he sees once again the Kodesh Baruch Hu's miracles every year, where all the trees and all the foliage and all the greenery, everything starts to sprout again, and now this shor feels very, very happy, and he also feels very super confident in his abilities, and Cholila B'chas, this bull can therefore Cholila go and hurt somebody. So you see such a bull, stay away, run up to the top of the roof, go down the ladders, just make sure that the bull cannot follow you. Not for naught do they have bullfighting against matadors, because bulls can get very irritated and agitated and do a lot of damage. Now what exactly is an aroid? Aroid is normally translated as a wild donkey. However, not all aroids are the same. There's another aroid, and that in our case is six lines on the top of Rashi. This is a hybrid that comes from a nochosh and a tzot. A snake and a toad go and marry or mate, and then they have a child, and that child is called an aroid, and this aroid can be very, very dangerous. And as we'll see here in the Gemara, there was a mokke mechach, a aroid, by a mazik a sabrias, it was mazik everyone, and it was causing a lot of physical and mental and emotional damage. They want to tell Rabbi Chanina Bedoisa about this. You'll remember Rabbi Chanina Bedoisa was one of the unique tzaddikim in every generation. What the Gemara said about him, that kol oilam kulay nizen b'shvil Chanina b'ni, Chanina b'ni dailoy b'kab charuven le'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The whole world's sustenance was in the schus of this one individual, Rabbi Chanina Bedoisa, and he himself lived in abject poverty together with his wife. They only ate carobs the entire week. Bad enough to eat carobs once a year until Bishvat next week. Break your teeth. He had to eat this every single day of the year. Anyway, says the Gemara about this Reb Chanina Bedoisa. Omelhem, he said to them, Heruli Eschoiroi, show me where the aroid lives. Where is its hole? Heru Eschoiroi, they showed him. Nosan Akeva Piachor, he wanted to put his heel, his foot, on top of that chot. Yotza, the aroid was not impressed and came, and Benoshchoi, and went and bit the foot of Reb Chanina Bedoisa, and guess what happens? Humeis oise aroid. Nothing happened to Reb Chanina Bedoisa, but the aroid got kepaiget. It died. Not while Kseifai, so now Reb Chanina Bedoisa took this aroid and put it on his shoulder. Revila Bismedish, he brought it to Bismedish. Omelahem, and he said to the Reb Chanina Bedoisa, Re'u Bonai, look my children. Ein aroid memis. Aroid doesn't have the power to go and kill. It's alachait memis. It's because a person sins, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu empowers the aroid to do its thing. After that drosha was over, those divrei musa v'teichacha, people said, Oy v'li adam shepoike boy aroid. Be careful, woe is to the person that gets in the way of an aroid. It's extremely dangerous. But also inform all the aroidim, be careful, don't start a Reb Chanina Bedoisa, because you're going to have a very fatal ending.
Isn't it, Reb Chanina Bedoisa, was he somchan on an ace?
Oh, that's a very good question. So the Mefarshim talk about that, we hold that normally ain't somchan on an ace. So in fact they say that applies to the rank and file and even to regular tzaddikim. But a tzaddik on the madrega, Reb Chanina Bedoisa, he's allowed to be somchan on an ace, especially the Tzara Saravim, to go and save everybody. Jok the Mishnah. We go back to Shemoneh Esrei, and this Mishnah and variations of the Mishnah we've had already a couple of times in our Masechta. Maskirin Gvuris Kishomim B'tchias HaMesim. In the morning when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we are Maskir Gvuris Kishomim, that means Mashiv HaRuach Umoyed HaGoshem or Umoyed HaGeshem. So the Geshem, where are we Maskir it in B'tchias HaMesim, meaning in the Bracha M'chal Kuchayim B'chesed, which ends off Baruch Ato Hashem M'chayi HaMesim, in that Bracha. V'she'ela is referring to the same Talamot of Bracha that we say nowadays and during the winter months, Bevichas Hashanim in Baruch Aleinu. Havdolah we say Atachoinen Tano Bechoinen Hadwa. So that's all quite straightforward. Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Kiva disagrees on the halacha number three, and he says Baruch Revias Bifnei Atma, meaning that on Matzah Shabbos, instead of saying Atachoinen Tano as an insert in Atachoinen Das, when you finish Akela Kodesh is the end of the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, right? The first bracha ends Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avram. Second one, and the third one ends Akela Kodosh. Instead of now starting Atachoinen, says Rabbi Kiva, take a break, insert a brand new bracha. We don't know the exact Nusach HaBracha, but presumably it's similar to, if not the same, as the Nusach HaBdola that we say Alakois. Presumably, etc., as a special bracha. And then continue on to Atachoinen. But Rabbi Lez Oimer Bohido, you say it in Moidim, which is presumably in the same place that we say Alanisim, you're supposed to go and insert the Atachoinen Tonu on Matzah Shabbos. Yochdi Mar, Maskin Gavuz Kishon. My timer, was epis tafke in Trias Amesim, that we should go and thank Hashem for giving us rain every day, that I understand, that's very important. Without rain, you couldn't exist. But why do we do in Trias Amesim? On Rabbi Yossi, we talk to Shkula Trias Amesim, Ticha Kavua, but Trias Amesim. The Gemara considers the day of rain like the day of Trias Amesim in the sense, what's in the Trias Amesim? The dead now are resurrected and they now become alive. So the whole basis of life, one of the main elements of life is rain, because when you have rain, you have water. Water, you have something to drink. The crops will grow. The animals can drink. The people have to can drink, and you can wash and this and that. And without water, it's very, very, very difficult to live. So therefore, Tchias HaMesim and Kshomim are kind of on the same level. B'shaylet b'richas Hashanim. My time of Osef is in b'richas Hashanim. The Indian of Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu is that Kodesh Baruch Hu should give a bracha into all the crops and into all the agriculture, all the farms and all the food, etc. So that's basic parnosa, that we can be mefarnes ourselves and our families. So that's why we throw in the bracha or the she'ela that we ask for Geshem in the bracha parnosa, because water represents parnosa. Especially if you happen to be a farmer, the water can go and make the fields fertile and grow the crops, etc. Havdalah b'chayin ha'do'as, my time, vosef in b'chayin ha'do'as, Amr v'yosem b'tech shehi chochma kavua b'birchas chochma, because the inyan of being mavdil is a chochma, to be able to separate good from bad, black from white, green from blue, any type of havdalah that you're making requires a certain amount of discretion and use of your understanding and your wisdom and your brain. So if we put it into the Birchas Chochma, in the Atachoinen, where we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us Chochma Bina V'Doas, Teya Bina V'Haskel, etc. Rabbanan Amri V'Tachshi Chol L'Ficha Kavua B'Birchas Chol. Rabbanan go and make a simpler answer, not such a profound answer having to do with Chochma and Das, but simply because when we start Matzah Shabbos, what's the first time that we say anything that gives you a clue, a sign that it's no longer Shabbos? When you start saying Atachoinen, because until now we said all the tefillahs of Shabbos, where we had Atachidashta, Yismach Moshe, Atachod, etc. All of a sudden we go back to Atachoinen Umdas. So that's the beginning of the Choyl. So then therefore, since the Inyan of Havdolah is the beginning of Choyl, we put it into the first bracha that deals with Choyl. Amrib Ami, Gedoyle Deyashim Nitna, Betchilas, Bracha Shel Choyl. You see, the day is very great, that this is no longer referring to Havdalah, we're referring in general throughout the week, that Deya is a very, very important bakasha, because this is the very first bakasha that we ask for. Before we start asking for rain and for money and for refuas and yeshuas, first thing we ask for is to give us Deya. That's how important it is, Gedolah Deya, the Nitna, the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. The Omer of Ami, Gedolah Deya, Shenitna Bein Shtei Oisius. We find in a pasuk that Deya is given, it's written out, in between two Oisius. The word Oisius over here means in between two names of Hashem. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, Kael Deyois Hashem. The word Deyois appears both between the word Kael and Hashem to show how important it is. It's surrounded by Kaviyochel by the Rabbeinu Shlom. V'chol Misha Ein by Dey, a person does not have any Das. Os L'Racham Olav Yinal to have any Rachmanis on him. Shneimar Ki Loi Am Binoisu Al Kein Loi Rachmenu. Now, on the surface, this was a little bit difficult. He's saying a person that doesn't have seichel, you now that have rachmanis in it. The person that needs the greatest amount of rachmanis is the person that doesn't have seichel. So there are two ways that the mafarshim learn. One shot is that the person, Baruch Hashem, has seichel, he has a head, but he just doesn't use it. He's lazy about using his seichel. Everybody knows, for instance, that tomorrow the bank will be closed, so everybody stands in line today to go and get to the bank. Or everybody knows the bakery will be closed tomorrow, and everybody stands in line today at the bakery to go and get baked goods. And one person says, I got time, I'll worry about it tomorrow. So the next morning, he stands in front of the bank, he stands in front of the bakery, and of course they're both closed, and everybody knew they're going to be closed. And he says, well, maybe somebody can help me out. Mister, you should have been here yesterday. Use your brains. It's that type of person that refuses to use his brains. But he has, we're not talking about a person who doesn't have brains. There are people, of course, that are born shoytim. But a person who has brains, he just doesn't bother using them, figuring everybody else will help him out. No, you don't have to help him out if he doesn't want to use his brains. Also, Rachman. There's another pshat that the Mefarshim give, Margolis Sayan gives. We're talking about a person that he desires something very, very badly, but it's not good for him. And he refuses to budge. He wants it. To take, for instance, if a person is a person who's a shikr, and he loves wine, or he loves brandy, or whiskey, or whatever. So he's already drunk his share, and he comes to you and says, I really need it, I want it, it's so important to me. That person, Ein Bei Dei, unfortunately, he doesn't have the seichel to control his addiction to wine, or to drugs, or anything like that. Even though he says, I really need it, I really want it, please help me out. Asa Rachim Olav, if you know that it's bad for him, don't be merachim, don't go and have rachmanis, but rather, tough and say, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. Stand on your head. This nation is not using its bina, it's not using its wisdom and understanding. Therefore, its creator doesn't have rachmanis, doesn't have any mercy. Mikdash, the union of the Beis Mikdash is so great, the Mishkan is so great, that it's written in the Torah between two names of Hashem. Shnemar po'alto Hashem. Mikdash Hashem. Anybody have a clue where that pasuk is? It's in the Shira, which of course is not only this week's parasha, but it's also in everyday davening. So what does the pasuk say? To the emet to aimoi. Then it says, Po'alto Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, koin liyadecha. So the fact that Mikdash is received in two shemes shows how great it is, how important it is. A person who has seichel and he uses the seichel, kilaniv the base of Mikdash biyamav, he is on the same level, if you will, like the base Hamikdash. Why? Because day and nitna mech day oisius, like we said before, kikel day ois Hashem, and mikdash also nitna mech day oisius, like we just said now, po'alto Hashem, mikdash Hashem. Aha. So what is in fact the connection between Deya and between the Beis Mikdash is Zugna Mefarshim, very simple. Because the greatest repository of wisdom at the time of the Beis Mikdash was in the Sanhedrin. Those Sanhedrin, the 71, were the greatest judges, and they knew everything, Kala Tera Kulam, lots of secular knowledge, and they knew all the languages. So they were the geniuses of that day. And therefore, a person who has Deya, Baruch Hashem, he has Seichel, he has genius, then he's like the Beis Mikdash, which was a repository, because the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, which, as you know, was part of the Beis Mikdash. Maslur of Acha Karchino El Miata Gedolin Nekomashinit Nabench the Oisis. If you're telling me every time you find a word in between two names of Hashem, that means Epsagadlis, like the Deya and like the Beis Hamikdash, if that's the case, what about the Inyan of Nekoma? What does it say by Nekoma about revenge? Shinemar, Kael Nekomis Hashem. Nekomis is also in between Kael and Hashem. Are you going to tell me that's also a great thing to do? Let's take revenge. Amalai in. The Miltzer Miyah Gdoylehi. Yes, we're not comparing it to the Beis Hamikdash or to Deya, but in its own area, in its own space, it is very important. What do you mean by that? By the Yom Ulesh Dei Nekomis Halolu Lama. We have two times the word Nekomis in the same pasuk. Kael Nekomis Hashem, Kael Nekomis Hifia. What are the two Nekomis? Achas L'toyim and the Achas L'ra. One is for good and one is for bad. Like it said in the Pasuk, Hoifia Mehar Paran, the Osam Revais Kodesh, and that was for L'toyim. Now, what is this ro'ah and what is this tevah all about? So Rashi brings us to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara tells us over there, the famous Chazal that everybody's familiar with when we were still children, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu first came to the Umayyad Sa'olam and he offered them the Torah. And then, of course, the Esav and the Ishmael, and this one said, well, what does it say? Oh, it says, you're not allowed to steal, that's not for me. And this one, it says, you're not allowed to kill, it's not for me. You're not allowed to go and commit adultery, that's not for me, etc., etc. And all of the Umas Oilam turned down the opportunity to have the Torah. It's only the Klal Yisrael that said, Nasav and Ishma, don't even tell me what it says. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're so devoted to you, our father, our king, we'll take the Torah without any questions, without any deliberations, without any negotiations. Just give us the Heiliger Torah. So now the Nekoma that we're talking about is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Umas Ha'olam that they had no interest in it, and so therefore, like Rashi brings things, more Bava Kamma, he fear the Hifkir Mamoinen li Yisrael, and therefore Shor Shel Yisrael Shenoga Shor Shel Akum is Potter. So from the Nekoma that we mean is, says Rashi, the Nekoma that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking against the Umas Ha'olam that they refuse the Torah. So for us, of course, that's very, very good that we got it, because we weren't the first online. We were only number 3 or 4, and Baruch Hashem, we got it. As opposed to the Umas Ha'olam, they were first online, they refused it, so therefore the Nekoma is bad for them, but it's good for us.
Where is the Nekoma mentioned in that
Look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud. The Miltza Mia Gedoylehi, that's 3 or 4 lines after Rashi says Gemara. Miltza Mia Gedoylehi, the Mokum Shetzerch Nekoma Dove Godelhu, in which respect, Shein Nekoma Salol Loma, Achas Lera, the Inokim Minu Akum Shle Kiblu Esa Toira, the Achas the Toiva, Kin Amrina Mibavakama, Miparan Hoifia, the Hifkir, Mimoinam Shle Yisra, Shoshi Yisra, Shinagasha Akum is Potom. Hoifia, Gola the Hifkir, Kishle Kiblu Esa Toira. So the Hoifia is when the Kadosh Baruch Hu returned for Har Paran after they turned their thumbs down and said we're not interested in the Torah, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moifia. He went out and he was mafkir their mamoin as a nekam against them for not accepting the Torah.
Step away, no, it's not, it doesn't say
in that word, in that pasuk, it doesn't say nekam. However, the next pasuk says kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas Hoifia. So I have Hoifia, Hoifia, like a shtickle zera shava. That nekam, how did it materialize? In which respect did it manifest? And I fear my opponent at the time of the Kabbalah of Torah that they didn't accept it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu punished them. Rav Akiva Oimer Oimra Bracha Rafiyas with Neatra, you go and say a brand new Bracha. Okay. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rav Yochanan. Mechdi. Achikness and Dola Tok Milham Yisrael. Bracha is a Tulis, Kedoshis, Avdolis. Nechdi Heichon Tokin. Imar is asking a very, very simple, straightforward question. We're not talking about a minig that you do every 55 years or something. We're not talking about Birchas Sachamah that only comes out once in 28 years. We're talking about something that we do every single Motzei Shabbos. So why don't we just go and ask anybody that's a little bit older than us, tell us, how do you do the Motzei Shabbos Havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei? Do you make a bracha of Yis Mifnei Atzma? Do you do it in a Moed? Then he'll say, well, I do it as Atchen and Tanu. Why do you do it that way? Because when I came out of Mitzvah, that's what my father taught me. And then you'll ask his father, and that's what my father... I mean, there's been a long chain of people since Anshei Nesek Doila that have been Shomer Shabbos Baruch Hashem. So just go and ask somebody, tell me, what did your father do? What did your grandfather do? Reminds me of a story when I was together with my wife in Russia. This was already quite a few years ago. This is, we're talking about 40 years ago. Together with my wife, many of you weren't even born 40 years ago. But anyway, regardless. So at that time, we were sent by the Aguda on a mission to go to Makarov people. Fascinating. So every single time that we came back from one of these shlichasin, periodically, all the shluchim got together to go and tell stories of their experiences in Moscow and in Russia. So Rabbi Heinemann, Zayin Gesund from Baltimore, he went about 2 or 3 months after us, and then after that he came back and he told the following fascinating story. It's such a simple story, but it's also very, very profound. He says that he was walking together with a group of Bali Tshuva down the street in Moscow, and they saw that there was a Levana. And he said to them, Raboisai, were any of you Mekadesh Levana? And they said, no. So he said, let's go Mekadesh Levana right now. So they took out the Sidurim, and they said Mekadesh Levana. When it came to Kishem Shani Reiki Kenegdech, he saw that one of the Bali Tshuva went and started, he gave a jump into the air about 3 or 4 feet, as high as he possibly could go. And he did this, of course, 3 times. Kishem Shani Reiki Kenegdech, second time, third time, jumping up and down. And it looked quite impressive, those jumps. But after the Kiddush Levana was over, Rabbi Heinemann went over to him and said, "Young man, where did you take this from that you jumped like this 2 or 3 or 4 feet into the air? You know, we don't do that. The minhag is just you pick up the back of your legs, you pick up a drop, you know, symbolically, I'm Roik Kenegdech, you just raise the back of your foot an inch or two, but you don't jump up. Where did you take this from?" So he said, "Rabbi Heinemann, you've been here already in Moscow for several days, but you still don't understand what we Bali Tshuva are going through." He said, "How do you know that you're only supposed to pick up the back of your feet when it comes to Shem Shani Roik Kenegdech? Probably because you saw your father say Kiddush Levana, you saw your Rav and Shul do Kiddush Levana, you saw your Rebbe and Yeshiva do Kiddush Levana, you saw some older person than you did Kiddush Levana, so you know that that's what you're supposed to do." He said, "My father never said Kiddush Levana. I don't have a Rav that said Kiddush Levana. I don't have a Rebbe that taught me Kiddush Levana. The only thing that I know is I saw in the Siddur, in Kleiner Oisius, that when it comes to Shem Shani Roiki Kenegdech, you're supposed to pick up your feet." I said, "Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't know what the shiur is that you have to pick up your feet. Nobody ever taught me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump as high as possible. If I'm mekayim the mitzvah of jumping on your feet at the time of Kishem Shani Roiki Kenegdech, I did what I could. But if I'm not mekayim, I'm an onus. I tried my best. I just can't jump any higher than this." And that's why he jumps as high as possible when he comes Kishem Shani Roiki Kenegdech. That shows the sincerity of the Bali Tshuva in Russia at that time. I once told this story over to Bali Tshuva in America, and the person said to me, he says, "Rabbi Redman, you don't understand what Bali Tshuva are here in America, because my father also didn't do Kiddush Levana, and my Rav also didn't, and my Rebbe also. I'm just learning it now because I'm a Bali Tshuva." So why am I telling this story? Because the Gemara is telling us over here that we have a three-way machloikis where you're supposed to say Havdalah in Chayin HaDos. Don't ask a Bali Tshuva that has no background. Go and ask a from birth. Tell me, where do you put it? I always say not to chen and ton. I say not to chen. Why? Of course, today we have printed siddurim. They didn't have printed siddurim at that time because it's before the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the one that made this brand new hamtzah, this tremendous new thing in Klal Yisrael of printing Torah Shebal Peh. Until that point, it was totally prohibited. So you didn't have siddurim. But go and ask your father, how do you do it on Matzah Shabbos? How do you do that? What did your father do? What did your Zayde do? In other words, just go back in generations until Ezra, until the Anshei Sefer Torah. What did they do? So how come there's such a machloikis? It doesn't make sense.
Did Rabbi Heinemann have an answer to this Bali Tshuva then?
No, he was he and all the people that heard the story were very, very moved by what the person said, and said, "You're right. We don't appreciate what the Bali Tshuva are going through.
Keep it up
and even higher. Jump even higher." Yes, exactly right. Shkoyach, that was beautiful. We're Shelby when we need him.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know that you had that in mind. Anyway, you'll repeat the story tomorrow. You'll have him jump then.
Shelly had a good story in Russia, too. Ask him to tell you about it.
I'm sure. Anyways, let's see more about it. Amalei, so Heichi talking, so how were they Masakin? Amalei Betchil in the beginning, Kavua Betfilah. First they were Kaveya to say, Atochen Antonu, or Bracha Revias, or in Moidim, and originally in Tfilah. Hashiro, when Klai Yisrael Baruch Hashem became wealthier, remember, all of the kviyos of Tfilah, we're talking the beginning of the second base of Migdash, where you had only a small koinitz of Yidin that left Bavel coming to Eretz Yisrael. In the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were basically poor. So Hashira, when they, Baruch Hashem, were able to start making money and start becoming richer, then Kavula Kois, they said, you know what, instead of saying Havdalah in Shemun Esrei, only say it Havdalah Kois, like we say Havdalah every Matzah Shabbos. However, these were mutually exclusive. Meaning, now that it's no longer tefillah, we're only doing it al hakais. But in later generations, when unfortunately they became impoverished again, then they went and changed, and they put it back in the tefillah. And at that point, they came amru. You know what? Now you do it both. Originally, it was only tefillah. After that, was only kos. And then when they became henu, they said both tefillah and kos together. Now people are starting to ask, okay, where do we put it in tefillah? Go and ask the Zayd and the Elta Zayd. The Elta Zayd hasn't been saying in the tefillah now for many, many, many years, because Baruch Hashem, it's already many generations since that original time when they said it b'tefillah. That's why they've forgotten Klal Yisrael where they were Masader the Atochen Antonu or the Havdalah in Shemun Esrei on Matzah Shabbos. It Manami, Amr Pchi Varab, Amr Vyachanan, Anshikin Zadola, Tiknu, Lehem Yisrael, Brochais, Utfilas, Kedoshis, Havdalis. Brochais means all the brochas that we make every day, all the tfilas that we have, Shachas, Minchan, Mar, Kiddushos is referring to Kiddush alayayin on Shabbos or on Yontif, the Nusach of the Kiddush. Havdalah is the Havdalah that we're talking about. They will misadder all of the texts of all of these things. But Chila Kavu B'Tfilah, when it comes to Havdalah, it was originally in Tfilah. Heshiru Kavu Alakois, then they said, forget about Tfilah, only do it on the Kois. Chod V'Henu Kavu B'Tfilah, Ve'im Amru, Hamadu B'Tfilah, so Shabbat Alakois, you have to do both. But by now, people have forgotten what the original Takana was. And that's why we have the three-way machlekes. It manami Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damit Tavayu, Hamadl Betvila, Tzorch Shiyav, of course you have to do both. Omer Rava, Umasvin HaShmaitin. And then we ask the Kasha on our Shmaitin that we were learning. To'o, V'loi Hizkei Kvus, Kishom Tchiyas HaMeisim. What happens if you forgot to say Masha V'ruach in the beginning of Shemana Esrei? Or V'she'elu B'richas V'shonu, if you got to go and say, Al the same Talmudal of Rocha and Baruch Aleinu Machzirnos, and then you have to repeat it. Of course, Shelem Brichas Hashanah, we have an opportunity to still say the Shemayat Tefillah. But if you missed Shemayat Tefillah, then you have to go back. V'Avdol B'Chayin Hadoas and Avdol Yisei Chayin Hadoas, like we do. Ein Machzirnos, that you do not have to repeat if you forgot Ata Chayin Antonu on Matzah Shabbos. They should Yochel Oyim Ralekos because you're able to go and say the Kos. What's up there?
That you don't you do it by Havdalah after Merib, or you make it up in by Maidan.
Like you're talking about Atchan and Tanu?
Yeah.
If a person forgets Atchan and Tanu in Shemoneh Esrei on Matzah Shabbos, he makes it up by saying Havdalah al Kos thereafter. Exactly.
But this whole answer is not on point. The point is not do we say it on Kos or we say it in Tefillah. It's where do we say it in Tefillah?
Exactly.
So we're not discussing it. We're discussing the chronology of saying it on Kos when they were wealthier, going back to Tefillah when they were less wealthy.
Yeah, we're addressing the original question of the Gemara. The original question was we have in our Mishnah three way machlokes where we say Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei. So if I asked you, where do you say Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei? You would say, we say it at the Chayin Antonu. Daniel says, no, we should say it in Moedim. Tudi says, we should go and say it as a Brachar Vias Refnei Atzma. I mean, how have you, I mean, we weren't all born yesterday, we were born already a few years ago. How have we been doing it for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Well, same way that my father did it. What did he do? Well, go and ask him. How could the Machloikas and Klal Yisrael about where you say the Havdalah? Everybody says the Shem Shemoneh Esrei, even today. Although, of course, there are minor differences between Minig Svardim, Minig Ashkenaz, and between the Svardim and the Taimanim, and between the Italians and others. But nevertheless, they're all basically the same structure of Tfilah. So in every Machzer, in every single Siddur, it always says that you're supposed to say Havdalah and Chayin Hadoas. So how could Rabbi Kiva say, Bracha Raviyah from the Atzma? How could Rabbi Lezer say, Baita? Okay, so agreed that there were no printed Siddurim in those times. Fine. But go and ask people, how do you say Matzah Shabbos every time you're Shemoneh Esrei? Are you telling me certain communities said it among them, and certain places they said in Chayin Hadoas? That doesn't sound right. It's a three-way machlokes for Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, because the original Takana that was made was hundreds of years ago. It fell into disuse for hundreds of years because Baruch Hashem Klal Yisrael were Heshiru, so they no longer said Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, right? And now they were Masakin. Once again, let's go back to the good old days we used to say it in Tefillah. Let's say it in Tefillah. Everybody started scratching their heads. But where do we say it in Tefillah? Do we say it at the beginning? Do we say it in the middle? Do we say it at the end? So therefore the Gemara has now repeated two or three times that originally they said it in Tefillah. But where, when, what? I don't remember. But now Henu, when they reinstated saying it in Tefillah again, that's when we had the brand new machlokes, since nobody had a clear cut mesoira of what they did hundreds of years ago. It's good? Now the Gemara is asking a steer. What's the steer? We just finished saying that there is now a double requirement. You have to say Havdalah Matzah Shabbos twice. One time in Tefillah, and one time ala kos. We're asking now a kasha. What's the kasha? Person comes and he made a toast and he didn't say Masha Baruch or he didn't say the Saint Talamata. Okay, Machzir. What happens if he didn't say Abdul Bukhin Adwas? Then Ein Machzir and say you don't have to repeat it. Why? Because he's able to li Oimra al Hakos. I have a backup plan. I forgot to say Shemoneh Esrei. Don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. I can go and take out a kos. What do you mean I can take out a kos? I have to take out a kos, and not Nesha Yochel Oimra. It's Nesha Oimra ala kos, because he's going to say it a second time ala kos, so therefore, even though you missed out the first time, okay, but Diyavid, it's enough to say it one time, the second time, he didn't say it the first time, he's going to say it one time ala kos. But Nesha Yochel Oimra sounds like, if I didn't say it in Shemoneh Esrei, don't repeat 19 brachas. Instead, go into your cupboard, go and take out a kos, take out some wine, make a bracha. But that's not the case. Every demar loy tema, in fact, changed the lashon of this brisa slightly. Loy tema neisha yachal oimra alakos, el aimam neisha oimra alakos. What the brisa is saying is the reason why you don't have to repeat Shimon Esrei is because you're going to make it alakos, because that's the rule. You have to say it twice. So therefore, you don't have to go over the Shimon Esrei since you're going to say it a second time. If manami om Reb Yom Bariyafet Shol Reb Yosi Es Reb Yochanan Tzidon Viamrila Reb Shimon Ben Yaakov Dimensur Es Reb Yochanan Vano Shabbos, and I was listening to the question as it was being posed. Hamav Gamatzil Torah Sheyavdal Alakos Oy Loi Yes or No Viamrila Yes Torah Sheyavdal Alakos, you have to be Mavdal Alakos every Matzah Shabbos. Don't ask any questions. You have to do it twice. And then you have to go through the whole procedure of course of the Havdol Alakos. What happens if it's now backwards? What means backwards? Matzah Shabbos, he made Havdolah, and only afterwards did he remember, I didn't daven Marav yet. The person was not feeling well at the end of Shabbos. Instead of going to shul for Mincha Shabbos, Shudis and Marav, he wasn't feeling well, he went to sleep. And then he woke up later, and then everybody said, we have to make Havdolah, we have to go, we have to come, we have to do. So he made Havdolah, and then he remembered, but he didn't daven Marav yet. Maushi Avdu Batfila. Of course, he has to daven Marav, there's no question. But should he go and say Atachon Antonu in Atachonen, or do he say, well, since he was Mavdolah Kaas, finished, don't bother saying Atachon Antonu? I'll bring a kalvachayim. After all, the original tekana was to say it in Shimon Esrei. That's ikur tekana. Amri, but nevertheless, the chacham said hamavdol mitzvah as a secondary, additional havdalah tershi havdalah kos. So the primary is the tefillah. The secondary is the kos. Hamavdol al kos. The person who did the secondary to have ikur tekanti, like koshkin lechavad and avadah, he should go and say it a second time in Shimon Esrei. Madach, if you've said it the primary time in Shimon Esrei, the chum say the secondary time alakos. So if you've only done the secondary and now you're davening Shimon Esrei, then you should certainly say the primary, go and say it in Shimon Esrei. And therefore that's the halacha. If you daven Shimon Esrei after you went and already made Havdalah, make sure to say Atchoy
Natan. Even if, like, some people go Matzah Shabbos, they go places before they make Havdalah, they have to say Hamav Kosh Tachol, which
is, that's true too.
Havdalah.
Yeah, that's true, but the Gemara doesn't address that. You're 100% right. Thank you for pointing it out. Tony Rav Acharicha Kamei De Rav Chanina Chinina Hamavdu B'Tzvila Mishubach Yoyis V'Mishu Yavdal Alakos. A person who goes and says Havdalah in Tzvila, it's even better than being Mavdal Alakos. The Gemara doesn't say why it's better, but presumably because that was the original Ikur Takon of the Anshin Nesodoyla, so that's better than saying Alakos. V'Mhivu B'Zu B'Zu, and if you went and said both Yenuchle Brochas Aroyshe, this person I give bench to, oh, Baruch Hashem. Break the Gemara, the Choyd Abestir, Hogu Fakash. Amis Mavdal B'Tfila, Mishubach Yoyis Mishu Yavdal Alakos. A person who says B'Tfila is better than the person who says Alakos. Alma Tfila L'Chuda Sagi. So it sounds like from that you only need to do Havdalah in Atachoinen, and you don't have to do a Havdalah Kos. If you're telling me that really and truly with Atachoinen Tono you're done, you're ready, Yodse, then Iftar, Behavia Brocha Shein Etzricha. So why are you even making Havdalah Kos? Now it's a Brocha Shein Etzricha. The Omer of Rav, in the same Rishlakish, the Amir of Yechon, Vira, Rishlakish, Am Travai, Kalam Barach, Brocha Shein Etzricha. You even have there to go and say a bracha lebatol, a bracha shein etzricha. So forget, you should only say it in Shimon Esrei. You shouldn't say it ala kos. Says Imara, ein achanami, according to this man the Yomer. Of course, we don't pask him like this, but ein mahochi, according to this man the Yomer. He says, "In hivdul bezu, v'loy hivdul bezu, yinuchalei brachas al roishai." If this person is careful only to go and say the Havdalah in Shemana Esrei and not to be Havdalah Kos, he should be gebenched for not going and saying a bracha levatol. Lemaisa, we don't paskin like that, as he was going to tell us in the Amid days. Why isn't it a bracha levatol? Because that was the tatakana. The kana is that when you're Mavdol on Matzah Shabbos, you should be Mavdol twice. Once in Shemana Esrei and once Havdalah Kos. So therefore, you're just doing the tatakana's chazal, you're not doing a bracha levatol.
Right.
Yes, Rabbi Newman, yes, what's with
this? Isn't there a chiluk between Havdalah davening that's a matzir for doing malacha, but to have to actually be able to eat, you need to be mavdil al kos? Is that not an accurate chiluk?
Mom, can you go and be toyim after you say it? Obviously, we know that you're not allowed to. The question, be careful.
I thought that was the
chiluk. Whether you're allowed to be time. L'chachol zichanish. If you be the evit, you have to look it up, you have to ask a roof. What happens if a person made a double mistake? What means a double mistake? He davened Shemoneh Esrei on Matzei Shabbos and he forgot to go and say Atachon Anton. And now he's hoping to say the Havdalah. Guess what? He forgot to make Havdalah. And he started, like Rabbi Newman said, he started eating or drinking or started doing Malacha. Mao, now all of a sudden, he remembers it's 9 o'clock at night. Oy, 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 I didn't say Atachon Anton and I didn't make Havdalah and I've been eating and drinking, I've been doing Malacha. What do I do at this point? Amalei, so he told him, Toh bezu bezu, Chos v'roish. What means Chos v'roish? Says the last Rashi, the Tefillah, Ulekos, then repeat it twice. Meaning, if you had just forgotten to say Atachon Anton and Shemoneh Esrei, but you made Havdalah shortly thereafter, yes, and you're clean, you don't have to go back. However, if you forgot to say Havdalah as well, and you started doing Malacha or Toyim, etc., etc., so now both you made a mistake, so I might have thought, okay, just do Havdalah.
Right.
Said Gemara, no, you have to do both. What's the reason why you do it both? The Gemara doesn't explain, but the Bnei Yonah and other portions explain, it's a knas. The canas is we throw the books at him. You lazy, good for nothing. Use your brains. Think before you do actions. You should maybe you missed it in Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, but to forget to make Havdalah as well. So we go and teach him a lesson, so to speak. We tell him you got to do both again. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, and you have to go and say Havdalah.
You can't say the Havdalah because there's no das.
Now he has the das because we
give him the more game.
When is he supposed to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Like the next day?
No, Matzah Shabbos.
So then at that point he should just say Havdalah.
That's what I would have thought.
That's the chiddush of our Gemara. The Torah bezu bezu chois v'roish is Rashi. The tefillah ulekos. He has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again and make sure to say Atachon Anton. Presumably, if he didn't say Atachon Anton this time, but he said Havdalah, you're okay, just like every time.
Yeah, but when did he remember he was?
9 o'clock. It could be it was 9:30. Maybe 9:45. Sorry, once again.
Now, here is when he remembers Monday afternoon. Might be different than
Shabbos. Should he go make Havdalah 2 or 3 days later? It's a good question. It's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch between the Ma and the Mechaber. Lemaisa we paskin, you can make Havdalah up to Tuesday.
Right, so
I don't know if you can do that b'mezid or b'shogig, or negligent.
So it's Torah. Yeah. It's dependent on when he remembers.
Depends on me. Yeah, okay. 10 o'clock also. I mean, sometimes.
Shabbos, I understand.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, does he repeat Shemoneh Esrei?
That's a good. In fact, the poskim deal with those issues. How far later on in life did he remember? Certainly, if he remembers 3 months later, he shouldn't repeat it. The question is, but you're right. You have a good point. So I'm trying to make life simple. That Matzah Shabbos, an hour later, he forgot, and then he remembered. Oh, so then you have to do both Shemoneh Esrei once again, as well as Havdalah.
Forgot means he ate something. Is that the idea?
I'm sorry. Once again.
Forgot means he ate something.
He ate something, or he did malacha.
He forgot. If you remember now or later,
if during the from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock of Matzah Shabbos he was singing Zmiris of Shavashudas the entire time, and he did, then it's not a problem. We're talking about, as you say, he's already conducting himself as in the
Tzav. He's singing.
He's Malamak, exactly. And he answered the telephone, and he's writing out a check for Tzedakah, and he's eating, and he's doing all types of food and drink and malacha without having done Havdalah. And then at the end, right before benching, his daughter or his son reminds him, or his wife reminds him, hey, I don't remember doing Havdalah. You know what? Gendel, you're 100% right. We Taka didn't do Havdalah yet, so we should do Havdalah. But you said in Shemoneh Esrei, didn't you? You know what? Come to think about it, he didn't even say it in Shemoneh Esrei either. What do I do now? Well, normally, if you miss in Shemoneh Esrei, just say Havdalah. Says he, no. If you miss the quote in Shemoneh Esrei and Havdalah, then you have to go and say twice.
Person didn't eat at all.
He didn't eat at all. He's fasting. Yeah. Shove him up to Shabbos.
He got home.
Whatever.
And he forgot he has to do both. I mean, he forgot until 10 o'clock. And he only remembers.
But he didn't do malach and he didn't eat.
He didn't malach and didn't.
That's not considered to be Torah. The Zubaz of the Torah is only.
He came over, he answered the telephone, but he did not eat.
He answered the telephone, is also malach. Any type of malach.
So a person comes home and he gets the telephone.
So you talk about eating and then food comes in. Shkoyach. Yeah. You can get to one of your favorite pastries.
A person comes home and he didn't make Havdalah, he answers the telephone, he's got to do both things.
If the reason why he answered the phone was because he thought he said Atachon Anton, or he thought he meant Havdalah. But if you do a malacha in between the first and the second, you didn't say like Reb Simcha suggested before, he didn't say Baruch Hamavdo Mikodesh Lachol, and he didn't say Atachon Anton, and he forgot that he didn't make Havdalah, and he's doing all types of malacha, he has to repeat both. If you have specific questions, you have very, very detailed proposals and suggestions, I suggest you ask a competent Orthodox rabbi, and Baruch Hashem, we have quite a few of them, so please, you'll refute with him. Anyway, in Ridnik Kishtiva we have, right? And in Yogizra. Okay, so Amalei, but don't call him in that time. First make Abdullah before you call him. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Hilcha Samai. What's the halacha? Now, the halacha is not going to be this last case we spoke about, but in general, if you're Mavdol B'Tfila, do you make Abdullah ala Kois? Yes or not? My, what's the din? Amalei, ki Kiddush, it's just like Kiddush. My Kiddush, I've got the Kaddish B'Tzloisa. Even though we say, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Mekaddish HaShabbos, and Shaman Esrei, Mekaddish HaKasa. We all come home and we make Kiddush on a Kasa. After Abdullah, now, we have got the Mavdol B'Tfila, even though we said, Atta Chinen Tonu, and Atta Chinen, Mavdol HaKasa, you have to go make Abdullah on the Kasa. And of course, that's the minig, and that's what we do. Yes.
By the wedding of Moshe Shapiro, who married the daughter of the Das Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Sofer in Yerushalayim, Shmini Rav was at the Shabbat Brachos, Shabbos afternoon. They finished Shabbat Brachos, they benched Maariv, and he started going home. So the Das Sofer went to Shmini Rav, Havdalah. He said, I make my own Havdalah at home, he says, because Havdalah is so chashev, the Brachos of Mavdol is so prestigious, I do it myself. I might not say with the people on the shul.
Yeah.
So we see there.
Standard Mendes published.
Yes.
And like crazy.
Something there about the book and Avram in.
Yes, he quoted the different poskim as a source.
Very good. Beautiful.
And the Maggid Shir, the Maggid Shir himself, I know is Nizer.
Okay, Nishvichik. Look more right. The Blazer Oyme Bahidur. So it says in our Mishnah, you're always supposed to say the Havdalah in Haidur in Moidim. In Moidim. Okay, we know, of course, that every Motzei Shabbos we say it in Atta Choynim Tonu, in Atta Choynim. However, Reb Lezer said in Moed. The question is there any time of the year that maybe we could satisfy Reb Lezer's Shita as well? And the Gemara tells us a story. Reb Zeder have a Rachav Chamra. Reb Zeder was riding on the back of an Eisel, a Chamor. Have a Koshokel, the Ozlo, Reb Chia Bar Avin Basrei. Reb Chia Bar Avin was traveling in back of him. Omalei! Isn't it true what everybody's saying in your name, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that halachic Reb Lezer, when? Beyond if Shecholi Yois Achar Shabbos. What happens if Motzei Shabbos is all of a sudden it's Yontif? It's the first night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach, first night of Shavuos, or whatever. So now, what are you going to daven? You're not davening after Choynen. You're going and saying the Tzvila for Yontif. And since you're saying the Tzvila for Yontif, so what are you going to do? Where am I going to go and put in the Havdalah? I can't put it in Atta Choynen. There's no Atta Choynen on Motzei Shabbos if it's Yontif. So I have an excellent idea. Didn't you say in the name of Yochanan that we pass on the Kerblaza that in this situation we should say it in Moedim? Wouldn't this be a great... What do we really do today? Anybody recall what we do when it's in Yontif on Motzei Shabbos?
We say in the middle of Bracha.
So if you're wondering where does the Vatayidiyainu come from, so just quickly skip ahead. Like that person.
We created Moedim.
Three lines before the wide lines. You see in the middle of the line. Vatayidiyainu Hashem Elokeinu. Because that's what we do. But Lamaisa, at this point, the Gemara didn't know that yet. And the Gemara is telling us that someone said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Paschal like Rabbi Blazer, that on that night, we should go and say, instead of a Tiena, we should go and say it in Moit. It's Omalei. So he asked him, isn't that what you said? Omalei in. Yo, that's Takan Halacha. Freit Gemara, Halacha? Machlal de Pli? Is there a Machloikis? Freit Gemara. Isn't there a machloikis? What pligi rabbanon? After all, the rabbanon say very clearly, we don't say it in Moedim, we go and say it in Atta Choynim. What do you mean? Is no machloikis? He had to say halacha. So to know, the pligi rabbanon b'shari moise shana. That's throughout the year when we say Atta Choynim, throw an Atta Choynim tonu. But beyond the shechol yitzach reshabbos, is there a machloikis? Doesn't everybody? Wouldn't even the rabbanon agree we should say it in Moedim? There's no Atta Choynim to say. So why do you have to say halacha? It's clear that that's what you should say. So you want? What are you talking about? There's no machloikis. But Palag Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says you say it in the Bracha Revias. So then, according to Rebbe Kiva, if it's Motzei Shabbos, Shechol is beyond it, again, don't say it in Moedim, don't say it in Atta Choynim, but make a separate Bracha, but Nei Atzma. Says you, no, come on. Atta Kol HaShana Kulim Yavdiyin Rebbe Kiva, do we follow Rebbe Kiva throughout the year? The Hashemaker v'Navid Kavasei, that we should go and make an exception to the rule on Motzei Shabbos when it's Yontif, that we should say a separate bracha. After all, Kol HaShanakulam HaTayim Elei Abdiin and Rebbe Kiva. Why don't we follow Rebbe Kiva throughout the whole year? It's a great idea. Add one more bracha to Shemoneh Esrei. Because the Tamni Sri Tokin, Tishri Loi Tokin, Anshin Esrei Doiva set up 18 brachas and not 19 brachas. WhatsApp is 18. So you remember we have a three-way machlekes, 18 either because there's 18 askaris in the Mizmor of David, or because there's 18 askaris in Shema Yisrael, or because there are 18 vertebrae in a person's spine. So they said 18, but it didn't say 19. So that's why we have rejected Reb Akiva's idea of a suggestion of making an extra bracha. So the same thing is when you have Yom Tov, Hachanami, Shev talking, Tamiloi talking. When it comes to Yom Tov, they were masakin seven brachas. They were not masakin eight brachas. So therefore, obviously, we're not going to follow Rabbi Akiva. So if we're not going to follow him, why did you have to go and say halacha k'rablazer? There is no other alternative. We're not following Rabbi Akiva because we never follow Rabbi Akiva. Even the Rabbanu would have to agree. We say the moedim because the Rabbanu don't have an ato choinein. Yes, Rabbi Newman. Yes. That's true.
So why?
The Gemara asked that already. How did we able to add that 19th? The Gemara found for each one of them a reason. Because Mizmor David says Kale Hirim. It's the next word Kale. And Shema Yisrael it says Echad. So we add another one.
Small
vertebrae. Smaller vertebrae. But we don't have a room for the 20th. There's no room for a 20th. So you're right. The Gemara instead of said 18, 19, and it said 19 and 20. But Lamaisa, there is no way, no option to go and add one more.
So we're not talking about an 18 or 19. Twice. We're talking about on Motzei Shabbos Yecholiyah, so it's 7 or 8.
Right, and the Gemara says, just like we didn't accept an 18th, because or 19th, because that wasn't the Tekunas Chacham, we don't accept an 8th, because that wasn't the Tekunas Chacham. Chacham were Masakin, 18, and 7, and 9, Rosh Hashanah, etc. So don't start making up Naya Zachar. Why taka do we say seven brachas? The Gemara says because it says in that same Mizmor LeDavid, it says seven times Koyach, Koyach Shema LaMoyim, Koyach Shema Koyach, Koyach Shema Oda. So it says seven, but it doesn't say eight. So therefore we have rejected Rabbi Akiva throughout the year, every single Matzah Shabbos, and this Matzah Shabbos will also reject him. So therefore Rabbi Akiva is really not on the radar screen even to talk about.
Why do we use Mizmor LeDavid as a proxy and then we switch over to Shema Yisrael? Like, decide what you want to use as a proxy.
It's a machloikis. In other words, back when we learned about these things, oh, it goes back right about 10,000 years ago, no, not that far. But when we started off the new parak, right after the new parak, we got, why do we go and say all those brachas? Was it the chavot? It's like we have to ask Mendy when we start a new parak, because he probably announced it in shul, so we have a nice kabura, a nice magichir, nice refreshments, it's nice everything, nice good. So the Gemara explained where we took the 18 and 19 brachas from, and 7 or 8 brachas from.
You look at the Torah Sholem, there's the whole Koreshim.
So here on Chof Chesamid Beis, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara said on the bottom, Kani Yud Ches Kenegin Me, Amra Bil Bered Vashmol Nechmeini Kenegin Yud Ches Vakarish Amal David in Habul Shemene Elim, that means in the Mizmah of David. So we also say Kenegin Yud Ches Vakarish Amal Krishma, and we have 18 there, and the Tam comes in because of the 18 vertebrae. Right? And then on Chof Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara said, why do we have 7? We have 7 because of the 7 koilis in Mizmah of David. Why do we have 9 Rosh Hashanah? Because of the 9 askaris that Chana said in her tefillah. So everything that the Amshev of the Torah did was based on a connection to the Torah, a connection to Asmacht, and this, that, and the other thing. So the Chacham came up with 18, and they finally added one more, like Rabbi Newman said, 19.
Was that Rabbi Akiva who did the 19?
No, Shmuel Katan.
The Shmuel Katan was the one that was Masak in the text of that Lamashinim. That's how we know it. Anyway, so bottom line is, we obviously have rejected Reb Akiva when it comes to this extra Havdalah B'Tfilah on Matzah Shabbos. So the only one that we have left, the only two adversaries, the only two competitors that we have is Reb Lezer that says say in Maidim, and the Rabbanim that say we should say in Atachin and Tan. So in Atachin, don't the Chacham agree on Matzah Shabbos Shechol Yod beyond that there is no Atachinin? So by default they have to agree to the Blazer. So why did you have to go and say Halacha? So that's what the Gemara is saying. You said Halacha Machal the Pligi is there any Machlekes? The Chayin is no Machlekes. Everybody agrees. Amalei. So he answered him back. Reb Zayd is answering now back to Reb Chiya Bar Avin, who was both riding on the donkeys one after each other. He told them, I never said halacha, lav halacha itmar, ela matin itmar. I said matin, not halacha. The itmar, Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav, in the name of Rebbe, halacha, halacha. The Amrila, others say, matin. Reb Yoichan Omar, moidim. Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Omar, nirin. The Gemara has now used 4 separate expressions, all of which come down to the bottom line. We paskin like Reb Elezer, that we say it in Moedim, if Yonta falls out on Matzah Shabbos. One version was, we said Halacha, The other version was Matin, the other one was Moidim, and the other one was Nirin. What do these four terms mean, and what are the significance? So Rashi addresses that. If you look on the right-hand side, we are zocher to have Rashi on both sides here on this Amud. So if you look on Rashi, Halacha. Rashi is approximately 12, 13 lines into the narrow lines of Rashi. About 18 lines from the top of the Amud. So if you want to Halacha of Rashi, Halacha. The one that says halacha means that the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav, would go and darshan in the shir barabim, and he would say, Rabbeisai, you all want to know what's the halacha. The halacha is we paskin like Reb Lezer on Matushabah Shecholias Yontiv to go and say it in Mark. This is not a public proclamation that you would share with the masses. If somebody were to come over to you privately and say, Rebbe, what do I do? This Matzah Shabbos is going to be Yom Tov. Where am I going to say? So you tell him, Las Kerb Lezer, be Yom Tov Shcholiyos Berb Shabbos. This is not a public thing. This is something Matin that we said privately as a private psak. Umandi Yom Nirin, the one that says Nirin, Oyruyin Nami Loi Marinin. We don't even paskin that way. The oven of whoever the person did it, Loi Madrinin Ov, that we tell him, you don't have to repeat Shemana, say you did it, fine job. I'm not exactly following this, for instance, the Nirin. So what did everybody else do? If you're not going to do it in Moidim, and there's no Atachoinen, and we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, so what am I supposed to do? So I said in Moidim, oh, you did it, it's fine, Shkoyach, you don't have to preach Manasseh. What otherwise, what could I have done otherwise? See, Mor doesn't explain. Perhaps what the Mor is already hinting at is, he should have said Vatodiyainu, but if he said in Moidim, but the evidence works. Well, we haven't gotten Vatodiyain yet, we're going to see that shortly. Anyway, so we've gone through the Lashonis of Halacha, through Matin. Halacha means you say Barabim. Matin means you don't say Barabim, but you tell a Yochid. And Nirin means you don't even tell a Yochid, but if he tells you, but the evidence is fine. Was there Moidim? That's the next Rashi. Moidim Chachom L'Rablazim, Yom Shachol Yisrach Shabbos. You don't even have to say Halacha. Everybody agrees, it's unanimous, except Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is off the radar screen because we reject his Yoch. Anyway, says the Gemara, which one of all of these Lashonis is correct? Rabbi Bar Abba was the one that said Nirin. So Reb Zeira, Nekoit Rabbi Bar Abba Yodach. That's the correct one that Reb Zeira said. Not the Halacha, not like Matin, and not Moidim. But he said Nirin. Why? Because Rabbi Bar Abba was the master of precision whenever he would repeat the Halacha. The Dayik, the Gomer, Shmaitim, Ipuma, Demora, Shapir. Whenever he would say Dvar Torah, he would repeat it word for word, without changing even one syllable or one ois, everything exactly what the Rebbe said. Hirachba de Pavdisa, the Omer Rachba. Rachba de Pavdisa also had this great mastery of precision. What was the story of Rachba? Omer Yehuda Harabais Tov Kofel Hoya, Vahayas Tov Lifnim Mistav. In the Harabais, there were certain rooms, certain chambers, that had levels of sitting place, in other words, like benches or like stairs, that if you wanted to go and sit down over there, you know, you couldn't sit in the Harab, in the Hazara itself, but you could sit in certain chambers that were not attached to the Harabais. So they had not formal chairs, but it was, if you will, something similar to a stadium that you had levels going higher and higher and higher. So that's the Stav Kofel Hayah, numerous Stav, numerous such levels, and Stav Lefnimi Stav, each one of them was indented a little bit further, so you could sit on it, you could lie on it, you could walk up on it like stairs. So what's so special about this Dvar Halacha? So Rashi explains that normally in Gemara Lashon we wouldn't refer to it as Stav, we would refer to it as Itzdava. The fact that the Gemara refers to it as Stav, this was the particular way that Rabbi Yehuda used to express himself. And when Rachba ben Padisa would repeat in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, he would always say Stav instead of saying Itzdava, because that was his level of precision. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Nekoit de Rabchia bar Abba b'yadach, halfway down the Rashi is on the right hand margin, Shu medaktik b'loshen Rabbi, with great precision, very meticulously. The Kaveya boy Simonim, Shulay Yischalafly, he makes sure to go and put certain signs to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. Nirin b'matan oibamoydim, he says it very clearly, just like Rachba. Next Rashi, Shem medakti b'loshen Rabbi v'oymes tov kavloy. The Al Bisha Beloshin Mishnah Kareyu Itzneva. Normally we find in Chazal, like in Psachin and Sukkah, they say Al Gabi Itzneva, who dictate Beloshin Rabbah Vilay Omer Itzneva, Kfula Haisa. But rather he was very clear and he said, Tafka Stav. So just like Rachba was so precise, so too Reb Chiya bar Abba is very precise. So in repeating this story, don't say that Reb Zeira answered Reb Chiya bar Oven, that the halach is like Reb Lezer. Don't say that it was Matan Mishim Reb Lezer. Don't say Moidim, but say Nirin, because he knows how to repeat the story totally accurately. Om Yosef. Back to the Gemara. I really am not familiar with either the Nirin, with the Moedim, the Matim. I wasn't there at the time of that story, so I'm not familiar with any of the foregoing. But what I will do is tell you, El Rav Shmuel Yedana. This halacha I know is from Rav Shmuel, Tekinula Marganisa B'Bavel, that they were masakin this beautiful pearl in Bavel. What were they masakin? That on Motzei Shabbos, Shechol Yois, on Yontiv, you should go and add the following Havdolah to Shemoneh Esrei, Vayitiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, Es Mishmit Tzidkecha, V'tamdeinu La'asechuch Ritzenecha, V'tamchileinu Zmani Sosem, V'chagim Dova, V'atarishenu Kedusha Shabbos, V'chvoy Moyen, V'chagiyu Zeregel, V'kedusha Shabbos, V'kedusha Yontiv Dalta, V'esher Mishmi, M'shesh Me'emas, Yidash, V'dalta Yidash, Am Chisom Kedushecha, and then you continue on Shemoneh Esrei, V'atitelon Hashem Elokeinu, Behava, Miyavah Simcha, Eschag, etc., etc. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'imer Alkan Tzipor Yagiyu Rachamecha. Val Toi Vizocha Shemecha. Or Moidim Moidim Mishaskan Oisei. The Mishnah is taking three unrelated things that a person could mess up in davening. And each one of them, if you mess up publicly, we go and say, Shah! Don't say what you just said. So what are the three things? If he says, Al Kantzipor Yagiyu Rachamecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your Rachmanis goes all the way to Kantzipor. That reminds us, of course, of the mitzvah of
Shiluch HaKan.
Shiluch HaKan. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis Nebuch on these little babies or these little eggs, and therefore we send away the mother so that the mother doesn't have to see as we're taking away the eggs or the chicks. So if you say that in Shemoneh Esrei, or if you say that in your Tula, Mishaskan Oisei, or if he says, Al Toi Vizach Hashmecha, Rabbeinu Shalom, your name should always be remembered on all good things, no good. And Moidim Moidim, Ultim Mishaskan Oisei, what's the reason why these three things? Zoktiwa. Bishleim Moidim Moidim Mishaskan Oisei, Mishim de Mechse Kishtei Rishuris. If you're going to repeat Moidim twice, why are you repeating it twice? It looks like you are thanking two different deities, two different gods, Chas V'Shalom, and therefore say it once and don't say it twice. You know why Mishaskan Oisei? It's as if you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm only going to thank you for the good things, but not for the bad things. Didn't we learn that? And that's why, just like we say Birchas HaTovah Meitiv, we also say Baruch Dayanu Emes, that even Chas V'Shalom, bad things happen, it only appears to us to be bad, but in the big picture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, everything is L'Tovah. Therefore, we always thank Hashem for everything that happens. So you say, "Al Toiv Yizach Hashemecha." That's wrong. El Al Kantzipa Yagir Rachmecha. My time. What's so terrible about that? It's true. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonas even on the Kantzipa. Pligi Batrayami Rebbe Maravin. Machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Maravin. Rabbi Yosi Mazvida. Two Rabbi Yosis argue. Rabbi Yosi Maravin. Rabbi Yosi Mazvida. Chan Om Nishe Matul Kinnam Masim Reishis. Because it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu only has Rachmanis on the little eggs of the little tzipor. He doesn't have Rachmanis Nebuch on the baby elephants. He doesn't have Rachmanis on the cats and on the dogs and on the things. So it makes kinnam masim reish. V'chanam nisho isu doshu Kadosh Baruch Hu rachman ve'enan el exeris. A person shouldn't think that the reason why we thank Hashem and we go and praise Hashem and the reason why we are the children of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. We have to follow Hashem because whatever Hashem says, those are, whatever He says, that's the rule, that's the regulation, whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not, whether we think it's good, whether we think it's bad. If Hashem said it, you gotta do it, you gotta go and do it. So don't go and twist and manipulate Hashem's midos as if everything's rachman. For sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu is racham v'cham, it goes without saying. But the reason why we're mispound, the reason why we follow and we pledge our allegiance to Hashem is because Hashem is our God, whether we like it or not, for whatever reason, not just because of racham. How would the Nochus come to Rabbi Yomar? Somebody went in front of him. Yes, yes, Rabbi Newman.
See, Modim Modim couldn't that be interpreted as the Moda al Hatov al Harach as the two separate.
If you're just saying the word Moedim and Achnoloch, I guess that's true, but since it's a whole Nusach HaTfilah, Moedim and Achnoloch, so if it includes Toiva Ro already, it's good. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm saying you're just repeating the Loshen, the text, which is printed in the Sidurim, and therefore it's hard to say that the first time saying the wrong, one saying the Toiva, so it doesn't sound. How would the Nochus come to Rabbi the Omer? At the Chast Al Kan Tzipor, at the Chois V'Racham Olema. Somebody goes to the Omer, and he starts davening, and he says, Oh, Rabbi Nishlom, you had Rachmonis for Kan Tzipor, you should have Rachmonis on us. So Omer Rabbi extolled, and he said, Kama Yodai Tzumer, Rabbi Nishlom, wow! What a great job he did. We should give him, we should appoint him as permanent chazan. In our mission we said, Shah Shah, don't talk about Kantzipa Yagir Rachmecha. For Rabbi was just going and testing him and saying, I want to make sure you're listening.
Paying attention.
You're paying attention to the Mishnah, you know what Allah is. Abad the Rabbi agreed fully with Abaye. Don't say something like that. Al Kantzipa Chayis v'rachmalim. Right, the Udenoch is coming to Rabbi Chanina. Omar, and he started saying in the Shemachim, Hakeil, Hagodul, Hagibra, Vanoi, Revo, Adri, Revo, Isis, Vayore, Vachoz, Vamitz, and everybody's looking at their watches. When is he going to be finished already? Vavadeg, Vanechbat, all of these wonderful things. Him to Loy had to see him, so Rabbi Chanina waited until he finally finished his whole laundry list of all the beautiful descriptions of Rabbi Shlom. Kisayim, he finished, Omalei, Siamtino, the Kulush, Vachi, the Morach, you have nothing more, you can't say anything nicer about Rabbi Shlom, you finished, and nothing more. Lovely, Kulay, why did you go through this whole long laundry list? Anan, hi, Anan, Hani, Tlasti, Amrinan, you know, the three that we say, it's only, which three? The Hagodl, Hagibra, Van Noira, Hakel, of course, that's the name of Hashem. Why? Ilav, Damrinan, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Varais, Avasan, Chevyo, Rittin, Matwila, Loi, Havinan, Yichoy, Lamevalo. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the Chumash. Where did it say in the Chumash? The Rashi brings, I think, Parshat Veschanan, it says, Hakel, Hagel, Ibra, Noira, Shalisa, Ponavali, Yikach, Shoichan, in Dvorim Yud. You have the gimel on the side, brings the whole thing. Yeah, in gimel, ki Hashem lekechem hu alekev lekim. But then you add him, okay, la god la gimel vanoyra shalisa upon liyka choshechet. So Moshe Rabbeinu already used the expression hagod la gimel vanoyra, and that's why we say the nishmanasri. So and after the Anshei Nezer Doyle said, that's great ways to refer to the Rabbi Shlom. So they put in the Tzolot. But if they wouldn't have done that, we can't say that. The Adam is called the High, and you decided to add another 10 descriptions. The Azlas, Moshe Melech Moshe Adam shoyle elif alafim din reizav, a person who is a great Melech. And he goes and says, wow, he has thousands, tens of thousands of dinar. Can you believe it? The Mekaltanois Bishal Kasif. This person had Elif Alof and Dinri Zov, golden coins. In other words, he's a multi-billionaire. And you say, oh, yeah, I think he's very comfortable. He must make at least $50,000 a year. I mean, that's ridiculous. Kasif Bishal Kasif. Pali Ganayulai, instead of praising him, you give me a Ganay. The reason why this comes in is because we just finished a member of Rav Chanina. We say another member of Rav Chanina. What is it? He only asked you for one thing. Only Yira. How come the Yishmael? That's the only thing we ask from you. Is that a kleinigkeit? Yishmael is a very hard thing. Rav Chanina, Mishum Rav Shimon, Yichoy in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Beis Kadosh, Oitzah Yishmael. Kodesh Baruch Hu stores in his Oitzah Yishmael because this is so precious. Shinem Yiras Hashem. He oits aray. So what are you saying? Moshe Beis Zips, a kleine kite is goodish. This is big stuff. In the Gabi Moshe Mutzer to he for Moshe Beino Yerushimayim was nothing. Then Rav Chanina, Moshe Liyadosh, Vakshi Menor Kli Gadol. What happens if you ask somebody, please lend me a very large bowl, V'yesh Loi, and he has it? Cotton, as if he's giving you something small, because he has it. What happens if he's asking you for a small little bowl, cotton, but he doesn't. Cotton, so everything is relative to what you have or what you don't have. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had it, so therefore it's a kleinigkeit. The obvious question is, but we're not asking Moshe Rabbeinu for his Yerushimayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Klal Yisrael. Moshe Mekshom Ne'imach from you and from me and all the guys in this room in Klal Yisrael. Kiyam Yira. For us, it's not a Milta Zutrasi. So the Mephoshim say, in Legabe Moshe, if you're on your own, Avad Yerushimayim is very difficult. But if you attach yourself to a Moshe Rabbeinu, to a Godel Hador, to a Tzadik, to a Grace of Rebbe, then it's so easy. You go and see a person like Christ, fill in the blank, Satmar Rebbe, Sekhlener Rebbe, Ramosha Feinstein, whatever, Zecha Tzadikim Levrocha, you see these Grace of Tzadikim, then Yerushimayim is very easy. You see, oh, such a holy Jew, you could see almost the Shechina Riet of Zankop. Right, the moidim moidim mishaskinois. Umar Reb Zeina, kol oim shema shema. If you say shema twice, kavim moidim moidim, because it sounds like domi chas v'shalom. It's shtei reshuyos. Right, the one meisve. I call it shema v'koyfa. If you repeat shema twice, how does it maguna? Maguna means it's ugly. It's wrong. Maguna who the habish tukilim mishaskinois. We tell them what you did is an ugly thing, but we don't go say shah. Don't do that. It's a chasira. It depends how he repeated himself. If he said shema shema. Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokeinu. The guy seems to be a little deranged. I mean, that's not the... You repeat every word twice. I mean, it's straight. That's why it's called Meguna. But if you say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Echad, and then you say again, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, oh, why did you repeat it twice? Chas Hashem can be Shtei Rishuyos. So that's the why he's saying, in one place in Meguna, if you repeat word, word, and the other one, you're repeating the entire passage. Maybe the reason why he repeated Shema Yisrael the second time is because the first time he realized, I wasn't focusing. I was thinking of the State of the Union, I was thinking of impeachment, I was thinking about the Knicks, Mr. Dos, Mr. Yes. But I wasn't thinking about Shema Yisrael, and that's why you said a second time. When you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking like to your friend, that you're spaced out and you're not thinking. You're talking to the Heilige Meshavah. If a person is not Mechavin the first time, obviously this can happen to anybody once in a lifetime, but if this happens on a regular basis and he keeps on repeating Shema twice, you know what? We go and take a cornice. Cornice is a hammer of a nafcha of a smith. And we go and take him, we go and give him a cup of Ibrahim cup.
A clapping cup around
the Mechavan Dati. Rabid, don't be knowing this each time. I always space out the first time. I repeat it the second time. Of course this can happen to a person. A person can space out once in a while. But to go and do this on a regular basis, we give them a patch and put.